following is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on.
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Googe Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
For the first time in 2026, we are live inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama. As we flip the calendar to a new year, it's the same great season for the Auburn High School Tigers. Hello, everybody. I'm Jacob Goins. We appreciate you being with us on this Friday night on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W. Lee. Last time we talked to you, it was the Tigers, the girls, and the boys taking on Rehoboth, and now it's area play. All the non-conference games, non-area games, preseason games, whatever you want to call them, those are important, but nothing is more important than the six games you're about to play over the next several weeks. It starts here tonight on senior night with the Central Phoenix City Red Devils coming to town on this Friday evening. We'll talk more about it, plus give you starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Central right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center and Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Back here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, just a couple of minutes away from tip-off between Auburn and Central Phoenix City. I'm Jacob Goins with you on 96.3 W. Lee. We appreciate you spending your Friday evening with us. We've got several hours of coverage coming up for you, back-to-back games as the Auburn High girls and the Auburn High boys playing host to the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City. We'll start with the girls tonight as they are just about 4 or 5 minutes away from starting lineups and opening tip. We told you it's senior night here for the Auburn High Tigers. Five seniors were honored in pregame. We'll talk about those girls kind of as the broadcast and the game goes along, because all five have made such big contributions to this Auburn High girls basketball program, and excited to highlight them throughout this evening. But let's talk about the game that's on hand. Central comes in with an 8-6 overall record this season. Tigers defending a 12-3 overall record in 2025 and 2026. They traveled down to Orlando, did your Auburn High Tigers, over the Christmas break. I talked to Coach Pritchett before. They said they really enjoyed that trip. They bonded, they grew, and they won some basketball games while they were down there as well. Played three games, went 2-1 on the trip. The only loss was on a buzzer beater. So not too bad for the Auburn High Tigers. Took down some teams out of state as well and really enjoyed the trip to Orlando. And now you start area play against your rival, the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City. Tigers also trying to defend their area championship from a year ago. Auburn High School, the girls team, went 6-0. Undefeated in area play, beating Central several times and looking to do that again here tonight. They did, however, lose to the Red Devils in the Elite Eight of the state championship game. So you won all the regular season games, you won the area, won the region, get all the way to Montgomery, and you fall short of Birmingham in the Final Four at the hands of this Red Devil squad. Looks a little different this year. Do all coming up here on this Friday evening. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Retay, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Market.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for tonight's stunning lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Red Devils from Central Phoenix City. Again, starting lineups brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. Getting them to you as we go. Red Devils being introduced. Tigers will be introduced in just a moment. It is number 10, Kendria Mebuge. Number 12, Jabriah Lindsay, one that you're going to hear her name a lot. I promise you, folks. 12 in black, you will hear a ton tonight. Marlicia Smith is number 13. 22 is Taylor Given-Williams. And looking for one more. I missed that one. We'll get you her in just a moment. But for your Auburn High School Tigers being introduced again, senior night here for the Auburn High Tigers. Expect that to be a loaded lineup and a loaded roster for the Tigers tonight. Starting lineups again brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. First, starting at guard, wearing number 0, is Caden Carr, the junior. Also starting at guard, the senior, wearing number 2, is Anavia Nelms. Again, Caden Carr, 0, Anavia Nelms, number 2. You're going to have a freshman, man. She has been a baller so far this year. Hannah Shepherd, wearing number 11, is also going to get the start. Isabella Paul will be starting as well down low, wearing number 33. And the senior, Praley Winfrey, is playing at the guard position. So, again, the starting five for your Auburn High School Tigers. It is number 0, Caden Carr. Number 2, Anavia Nelms. Number 11, Hannah Shepherd. Number 20, Praley Winfrey. And number 33, Isabella Paul. Those are tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We're ready to get this thing tipped off between Auburn and Central right here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
It's game time on 96.3 W Lee. The first half of AHS Basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
It's the first area game of the year. It's the Tigers and the Red Devils, Auburn and Central Phoenix City. Auburn will be moving left to right on your radio dial. Central moving right to left. The Red Devils wearing black here on the road tonight. Black top, black bottom, red numbers and letters on front and back. Red checkerboard down each side. Tigers in the white on top, white on bottom. Blue numbers and letters front and back. Blue trim down the side. Tigers win the tip, and we're underway inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. And then a reach-in foul right at the top is Courtney Cobb, the other starter for the Central Red Devils. So Cobb, Mabuget, Lindsey Smith, and Givens Williams are the five starting for the Red Devils. Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. They try to feed it down low to Hannah Shepard, knocked away. Here come the Red Devils on offense for the first time. In transition, shot was blocked, fought off the baseline, but will be out of bounds on an Avi Anell. So it is Red Devil basketball. Central in inbound, baseline left, trying to look under the basket. They throw it to the far corner. It was tipped by Hannah Shepard into the hands of a Red Devil. Turned it over. And then Anavia Nelms nearly turns it over. She's on the floor. Outlet pass to Hannah. Shepard is stolen. Central has it on the run. And the first bucket belongs to the Red Devils. It is Kendria Mabuget who takes over and pretty much cashes in on a sloppy play around half court. Red Devils lead 2-0. Tigers go down low. Isabella Paul up off the backboard, but she traveled. So two possessions for the Tigers and two turnovers. We're just underway, less than a minute in to the opening quarter. Auburn trailing Central 2-0 here in the varsity girls game. Red Devils again moving right to left, black on top, black on bottom. They're able to break the press of Auburn High. They dribble into the paint, gets knocked out of bounds by Caden Carr. And already head coach Courtney Pritchett barking orders at his team, not impressed by the press being broken and the effort getting down the floor. That shot is blocked. Blocked underneath, and here come the Tigers. Cross-court pass. Winfrey on the near side. Kicks it to the top. Nelms thought about the three. Crossover dribble. She'll hand off to Caden Carr. She's got the salmon-colored shoes on tonight. Does Caden Carr bounce pass to the far wing in front of the central bench. Gets stuck on the baseline. Tigers can't go anywhere. Good 2-3 zone right now. Now flexing into a 3-2 for the Red Devils. Winfrey off the right side. Winfrey on the baseline. And Winfrey starts the scoring off for the Tigers with her first bucket of the night. And we're knotted up at 2, a minute and a half into the ball game. Red Devils going right to left, full court press. They're able to get it in. Now trapped and turned over. Bounce pass to Winfrey. Goes up with the left hand. And back-to-back buckets for 20 and white. Tigers have their first lead of the evening. 4-2 Auburn, 6:15 to play first quarter inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. The press works again. Winfrey on the steal. Winfrey on the bucket. Give her six, all six for Auburn in this first quarter at 6-2 Tigers. And then a kick ball on the entry pass will stop things for just a moment. Central broke that press for Auburn the very first time. And after that, they forced back-to-back-to-back turnovers. And have scored on every single one of them. 6-2, a 6-0 run for Auburn. Red Devils get it in, throw it to half court. It's able to get in. It's a 2-on-1 now. Pull up from about 18 feet on the volleyball line is good. In transition, Jabriah Lindsey, who just torched Auburn in the Elite Eight last year, has a nice-looking bucket to stop the bleeding for the Red Devils. They trail by 2 to your Auburn High Tigers. We're under 6 to play in the opening frame. It's Nelms at the top, heavily guarded right now by Courtney Cobb. She'll pass to the right-hand side. Now back to Nelms. Thought about the three and a good box out, or good closeout rather, and then a pick steal by Courtney Cobb. She gets ahead, maybe traveled. Layup is wild. It's no good. She caught it out of bounds, and we're going the other way. 5:29 to play in the first frame. Back and forth we go. Auburn leading Central 6-4. Here in the first area game of the year, Tigers playing their first basketball game in nearly a week. So looking to see if there's freshness or rust. We'll see what happens now. I'm thought about the near corner three. Kicks it to Carr into the lane. Floater may have been blocked, may have been fouled as well. Instead, the rebound goes to the Red Devils, knocked out of bounds off of Hannah Shepard. And it's Red Devil basketball. Reminder that first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. 5:12 to play, first quarter. Auburn leading Central 6-4 in the varsity girls game. The press working to perfection. They're able to break it on the far side of the floor. 3-on-1 for the Red Devils and bounced it off her teammate's face. Rather, Marlicia Smith was not ready for the pass. Tigers take advantage. And Anavia Nelms goes coast to coast for the seniors' first bucket of the night. Tigers able to steal it again. Here's Nouns with the right hand. Goes up, gets fouled, gets the bucket as well. And then one opportunity for the senior, Anavia Nouns. She's got a three-point play. It could give her five if she's able to knock it down. 4:46 to play. First quarter, Auburn leading 10-4 over this Red Devil squad. And we mentioned earlier, Auburn went 6-0 to the varsity girls a year ago with the three-headed snake of Daly Alsobrook, Brooke Coleman, and Braylee Winfrey. Winfrey, the only returner from that three-headed snake, rather. But a couple of girls came back from last year. Zanavia Nelms can't knock down the free throw. Central advances right to left off the miss, trying to get it to the top. Haven't had very many half-court sets, have the Red Devils, just their second of the night. Ball's on the far wing in front of head coach Courtney Pritchett. Now back down, and a bounce pass to the far corner. Long baseline jumper is good from about 20 feet. Heels may have landed on the three-point line for Kendria Mebuget. Doesn't matter, she's got four, and Central's back within four. Left to right go the Tigers. At the top, it's Caden Carr. Still starters on the floor. Haven't had very many stoppages. No subs yet. Central's got one ready to come in at the next dead ball. It's Nelms at the top. She stands inside the circle of the blue and white. Auburn High A. His gym continuing to get filled. It will be packed by the time the boys' game tips off at about 7:15. Little backdoor flex cut for Braylee. Winfrey high off the backboard. Great pass on the right-hand side by Anavia Nelms. Finds Braylee Winfrey. She has eight in the opening quarter. Eight of the 12 for Auburn belong to 20 in white. Here come the Red Devils, break the press again. They're in the half court, now on the baseline. Spin move shot was blocked and a late foul call. Tigers were running the other way before they decided to call the foul, and that'll put Taylor Gibbons-Williams at the free throw line. Taylor Gibbons-Williams, a eighth grader, according to the Red Devils roster. Standing at 6 foot tall is the forward, and the Red Devils have their first free throws of the evening. 3:37 to play, first quarter, 12-6 is Auburn's lead. Make it 12-7 as Williams rattles home the first, her first point of the night. Auburn 6-0 a year ago in 7A Area 4, won the area title, made a run all the way to Montgomery in the Elite Eight, and fell to this very Red Devil team as Williams goes 2-for-2. So Auburn looking to have a little revenge here tonight and defend their area title and get off to a great start in area play. With only six games, man, it's so important to get off to a good start, a quick start, if you will, because, man, there's some tough games in there between Central, Smiths, and Opelika. That's the area on top of Auburn, of course. And there's just no off nights once January comes around. Tigers have their first sub in, and she gets it to go. It is Jalen White who subs in for Isabella Paul. She hard bounce pass down low, hard power dribble as well, and she's got her first bucket in the first minute of her play. 3:15 to play, counting down. Central gets a shot up in the lane. It's too strong. Isabella Paul is still in. Apologies. It's the wrong sub. It was Hannah Shepherd who got subbed out. Apologies there. Braylee Winfrey gets into the lane. Her shot is wild. She gets her own board, puts it back up. It won't go. Isabella Paul fighting for it again. That's Jalen White. Apologies. Hits the floor hard. Unable to come away with the basketball. It goes out of bounds. And believe they give that to Central Phoenix City. And Jalen White grabbing at her hand or something when she came down pretty hard. So she will sub right back out. Quick stint for her. Hope she's okay. Hannah Shepherd right back into the ballgame. So still the five starters on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Auburn High Tigers. Caden Carr and Avia Nelms, Hannah Shepherd, Braylee Winfrey, and Isabella Paul. Red Devils moving right to left. They trail Auburn 14-8. We're under three to play in this first quarter. Senior night in the area opener in 2026. Right across half court on the far side of the floor. Cross court pass here near us. Pull up jumper on a turnaround. Tried to bank it home. Unable to do so. And Shepherd is able to clear. Here comes Braylee Winfrey and just buries and bullies her way through a defender. That was Marlicia Smith who hit the floor. Charge on Braylee Winfrey. I don't know what Braylee's supposed to do if Marlicia Smith is running side by side and Winfrey just tries to cut up the floor. Not sure what she's supposed to do. Timeout on the floor. 2:34 to play in the first quarter. 14-8 is Auburn's lead. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it right here. We appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3. W. Lee, first broadcast of the 2026 season. And, man, just excited to be back and covering this team, these teams, the girls and the boys, for Auburn High School. I missed it. It was too long. It's been several weeks since we've seen these teams play. Last time we were here, it was Rehoboth on December 15th. And I talked to Coach Chris Brand, head coach of the Varsity Boys, and said, man, y'all are playing a lot of games over the break. And he said, I am flat out exhausted after playing all these games. The girls and the boys played different tournaments, different trips and things, but just goes to show, even over the Christmas break, unfortunately we're unable to make to some of those, but these teams never stop, man, and it prepares you for this right here. January is the month. February is for postseason, and that is it. So we're ready for what should be an exciting 5 or 6 weeks here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Central coming out of the timeout, finds an open jumper in the lane. Too strong, knocked out of bounds off the Red Devil, and the Tigers will take over. Left to right on your radio dial, go the Tigers, wearing white on top, white on bottom. They've got a 6-point lead with 2:15 counting down in this opening quarter. It is Brantley Winfrey on the far volleyball line. Hands off to Caden Carr. Tigers run the motion offense here on the near side. Tried to go on the flex cut with Brantley Winfrey backdoor, and it was stolen. Central was ready for it that time. Ahead now on the near side of the floor. Thinks about the three. Takes the three. Misses the three. And Isabella Paul is there to rip down the board. Marlicia Smith had no hesitation to let it fly. Tigers need to take note of that. Under two to play. First quarter. Auburn still leading 14-8. Haven't had a bucket in a while. On either side, Braylon Winfrey got forgot about in the corner, and she makes them pay. You cannot lose 20 in white because she'll do that right there. How about 8 from them, and now 11 for Braylon Winfrey in the opening quarter, and Tigers lead by 9, their biggest in the corner. And trying to respond with a 3, can't bank that one home. Rebound goes to the Red Devils, goes up, hacked and fouled by Hannah Shepard. Man, there were 3 Auburn Tigers right there and couldn't grab the board. It finds the hands of Marlicia Smith. She will head to the free throw line. Just a nice little slip action by Braylon Winfrey down here on the offensive side of the floor. She handed it off, acted like she was going to cut down the lane, and actually used an off-ball screen to get to the far corner. All it took was an overhead skip pass. Red Devils lost her, and she made them pay in that far corner. She, I believe, has only missed one shot, and it was on a, or maybe 2 shots on the 2 offensive rebounds, but she's been impactful so far. 11 points for Braylon Winfrey to help Auburn get out to a 17-8 lead. First free throw, no good by Smith. Second free throw, same result. Tigers bring in a couple of subs as Kaylee Levitt, 23, will sub in for Isabella Paul. She's got it in the lane, lets it go from about 6 feet, too strong. Jalen White is back in the ball game underneath. She can't come up with the board, and the Red Devils are able to clear. Right to left comes Central, into the lane, into 3 Tigers, and now 4. Shot was blocked, into the hands of Jalen White, ahead for Anavia Nelms. 2-on-2 for the Tigers. Central wants a carry, they're not going to get it. Underhand layup, no good. Caden Carr is there to clean it up for 2. Caden Carr gets her first bucket on the evening, and Tigers are up by double digits. 19-8, we're under a minute to play in the opening frame. Open shooter left-hand side, took too long, and now dumps it off in the corner. Now on the left-hand wing, guarded by Anavia Nelms. 34 seconds to play in the first quarter. Pounce pass to the lane, and it was stolen. Braylon Winfrey all alone, right hand, you bet. 13 points for the senior Braylon Winfrey. Gets the crowd fired up here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. 21-8, Tigers lead the Red Devils. We're under 20 to play. Under 20 seconds, that is, counting down. Red Devils in the half court have it at the near volleyball line in front of us. It's Kalia Moore. Dumps it down low. Open lane, right hand layup. She blew it. She blew the layup. Offensive board comes to the Red Devils, and that time it's Jelijah Woodard who gets it to go at the buzzer. Head coach Courtney Pritchett is livid right now with the officials. Didn't get the call underneath that he wanted, but regardless, Auburn leads 21-10 over the Red Devils in the varsity girls game. We're back right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Start of the second quarter here between the Auburn High Tigers and the Central Lady Red Devils. I'm Jacob Goins with you. Appreciate you being with us on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. The story of the first 8 minutes, Braylee Winfrey. Just an unbelievable first quarter there. 13 points of the 21 that Auburn had in the first 8 minutes. They lead 21-10 over the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City. Mentioned it is senior night for the Auburn High Tigers. Five of them were honored pregame, including Braylee Winfrey, who has been such a big piece to this varsity girls program. A big piece a year ago and one of the pieces this year for sure. Off ball screen, sets up the three, takes the three to the Red Devils off the left-hand wing. It's no good. And I believe the rebound hit high off the rim and hit the ropes that are hanging down from the basket to our left. So that is out of bounds, and it's going the other way. Auburn in white, top and bottom. Central in black, top and bottom. As the Tigers move left to right on your radio dial, it is Caden Carr. Kicks it to the corner. Now back to Anavia Nelms on the right-hand wing in front of us. Tried to feed to the lane. It wasn't there. Here come the Red Devils. They have numbers if they want it. Dribbled it off her shoe. Should have been a double dribble. Instead, it's an and-one opportunity. As Marlicia Smith beat everyone down the floor, almost blew it, but instead, it's an and-one opportunity. She has a chance to get her first, well, had her first points right there and a chance at a three-point play. The five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett to start this second quarter. Anavia Nelms, Caden Carr, Braylee Winfrey, Jalen White. And I believe Kaylee Levitt down there. It is. And the and one cannot be converted. Tigers are in the half court moving left to right as we look at it. Carr picks up her dribble way away from the basket. Finally gets to the point guard, Anavia Nelms. She has it at the top inside the blue and white. Auburn High A looks to get to the lane. Not there. She'll kick to Braylee Winfrey. Steps into a three. Instead, dumps it down for Kaylee Levitt. Turnaround baseline jumper won't go. There's Jalen White to clean it up. Uses the power dribble. Goes up strong. And Jalen White is on the board. It is her second bucket of the game. Has one in each quarter. And Auburn is back up by 11. Bounce pass on the right-hand wing. Are the Red Devils in the half-court offense? Kick it on a cross-court pass. The three was airballed on the left-hand wing and right into the hands of Kaylee Levitt, the junior. Here come the Tigers now looking to force and beat Central down the floor. Sidestep three for Caden Carr. Tried to bank it in. Way too strong. And the Red Devils have numbers. It's 3-on-1 and now 3-on-2. That was a carry. Didn't get caught. Instead, it's a steal for Caden Carr. Here come the Tigers left to right. Carr in the lane. Tried to dump it off. It was blocked. And then a jumper by Kaylee Levitt. No good. Carr is there to grab the board. She goes up strong. No call. Jalen White pulls down the board. Goes up strong. No call. And finally a foul as Jalen White, I believe, will be the shooter. Three different Tigers grabbed the rebound and shot the basketball. I think all three were fouled. And it is Jalen White, who I guess got hit the hardest, is what we'll say from our vantage point. So Jalen White will step up to the free throw line. Will the eighth grader for the Tigers. 6:18 to play, first half. Auburn leads 23-12. White takes her time and tried to bank that one in, but not open this late. A sub will come in for the Tigers. Hannah Shepherd will step in. Kaylee Levitt will have a seat. Five seniors tonight, and Avian Elms, one of those. She's the point guard for this Auburn team. Didn't play a ton in the non-area play. Had some injury problems and some sickness problems as well. But she is back and ran point last year, running point again this year. 0-for-2 stretch, or 0-for-2 trip, rather. For Jalen White, Red Devils look to push. They don't have numbers. They don't care. That shot was blocked off the... Oh, my goodness. Braylee Winfrey just smacked that layup attempt off the rim. The Tigers were running the other way and then get called on the foul. Head coach Courtney Pritchett's jacket has come off. He's in a suit and tie tonight for senior night, and he is living on the other side of the floor, and he should be. That's as clean as it gets if you're Braylee Winfrey. What else are you supposed to do? She rose up from the back. She smacked it literally into the underside of the rim. And Tigers had clear possession going the other way. Instead, that puts Courtney Cobb at the free throw line. She gets her first point of the night on the make. That is so frustrating right there. Courtney Pritchett still getting after the official on the far side of the floor, who wasn't the one that made the call, so that's not going to help him a ton. Still got to get your point across if your head coach, Courtney Pritchett, 1-for-2 at the line. Rebound pulled down, and Carr looks to run. Left to right go the Tigers. It is now Pearl Simmons who's into the game for the first time, and airmails a three from the left-hand wing. Red Devils have the basketball. We're 2 minutes into the second quarter. Auburn leads 23-13. Baseline drive kicked off of Pearl Simmons and out of bounds. It stays with the Red Devils. They'll have it 5:54 down to our left. And it'll be a baseline right for Central Phoenix City. Not a major size advantage for either team. I'd say all positions are pretty much equal. And a pull-up jumper from the elbow off the inbound is no good. Pearl Simmons pulls down the board, and here come the Tigers. Caden Carr kicks to the left-hand wing for Anavia Nouns, trying to get it back to Caden Carr. Tigers forcing some passes here early in this game. They force it down low. That's Morgan Allen, and then a reach-in foul from behind. Morgan Allen for in the game for the first time is number 34, one of the five seniors honored here tonight. Is the forward, Morgan Allen. Both teams have two fouls in the second quarter. Reminder that in high school basketball, five fouls and a quarter will put the opposing team in the bonus. So no threat of that just yet with 5.5 to play. Tigers in the half court to our right. Kick on the wing. Braylee Winfrey on the bench. Where do the Tigers go for offense? They went to Hannah Shepherd that time, who couldn't find the bottom of the basket underneath. Instead, it's a run out for the Red Devils. They blew the layup again. That's three or four they've done already in this first half. Here comes Caden Carr again. She's going to run mostly point when Braylee Winfrey's on the floor between her and Anavia Nelm. She still has it at the top. She'll shove off and get it to the right-hand side. She'll set the ball screen for Anavia Nelm. Tigers look to reset. Five to play, first half, and a 10-point lead. And Anavia loses it. Poke steal. Throw ahead, one-on-one, and Caden Carr steals it out of the hands of Kalia Moore. Tigers are just, they're stuck on offense. Caden Carr's got to get across the timeline. She does. She'll hand off to Pearl Simmons in front of the central bench. Defender falls down. Little Euro step, throws it up. Not sure who that was to or what it was to. Instead, Pearl Simmons threw it up. Gets a, it was a foul. I don't know if I'd call it in the act of shooting. It looked like more like it was going to be an alley-oop if there was a possible dunk attempt. But regardless, 12 and White's going to step to the free throw line. Pearl Simmons, a junior guard, who steps up and confidently knocks down the first. She's now in the scoring column as well. Now five Auburn Tigers have scored so far in this first half. 24-13, Pearl Simmons makes it remain. 24-13, goes fighting for the board. She knocks over a Red Devil, and that's going to be a foul on the long loose ball right here in front of us. So the third team foul on both teams now. I said something about it. We're going to be shooting free throws here very soon since I said something. Anavia Nelm's going to take a seat. I believe that's the first time she's done that tonight. Jada Williams, 10 and White, will sub in for her. She guards the inbound. Red Devils get it in right to left on your radio dial. Dump down low, and the layup attempt is no good. That is Jelaya Woodard. She is the, I don't want to say the lone post presence for the Red Devils, but the main post presence for the Red Devils. It's knocked out of bounds off Central. It is Auburn High basketball. Central gets a sub in. Jada Williams, Caden Carr, Hannah Shepherd, Pearl Simmons, Morgan Allen. The five on the floor, a unique five right now for the Auburn High Tigers. And then a bump foul, a touch foul, if you will, on three in black. That's Madison Fuller. First time we've seen her in the game. She just subbed in. That's a cheap foul. I don't love that. But we'll take it for the Auburn perspective, of course. 4:21. Here to play. Stands continuing to fill up. People pouring in on a rainy Friday evening in Auburn, Alabama. Carr running point on the left-hand side of the floor. Picks up her dribble at the free throw, at the volleyball line, rather. Jada Williams on the right-hand side. She's cut off on the baseline. Back out to Carr. Tigers looking for a bucket, man. A three would be huge, or just an open look. Haven't had many of them with this 2-3 zone that the Red Devils are running. It's here on the near side. Jada Williams gets a wild shot off on the baseline. Took a ton of contact. Hit the floor. No call. Rebound comes to Central. It's Phoenix City. They'll set up in the half court. Mebuget will call out the play. She kicks it to the left-hand side. Caden Carr fights for the rebound, and a jump ball is called, and the Tigers have the possession arrow. Good effort by Caden Carr. She knew the pass was coming. That's one of those passes when the team, and Auburn's guilty of it too, when you call that play and the point guard or whoever starts the initiation of the offense, you know they're going to make a pass left or right or go inside. When they make that pass, so many times it's just so it's, you know, you just kind of do it. You don't really think about it, and teams are able to take advantage of that. That's what Caden Carr did right there, manufactured, if you will, as the Tigers try to get a shot off. Jada Williams is able to, but airballed it on the jumper in the lane, the floater maybe. And it goes out of bounds, so back to the Red Devils. Both of these teams so aggressive defensively, and man, we're going to see that coming up in the boys' game later on tonight as well. Jada Williams will sit down for Auburn as Reagan Small in the game for the first time tonight. So lots of rotation for head coach Courtney Pritchett right now, with Brayley Winfrey getting a long stint on the bench after scoring 13 points in the opening quarter. Auburn still leads by 11, 3:18 to play, and a touch foul, a little over-aggressive for Reagan Small on the ball handler, Andrea Mebuge. Again, a reminder, the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Layup attempt may have been blocked in the lane. She came back down with it. Head coach Courtney Pritchett wanted a double dribble, didn't get it. We play on. Red Devils moving right to left. Point guard is Kalia Moore. She's guarded by Pearl Simmons. Hands off on the right-hand side. Guarded by Caden Carr. They work in now deeper on the right-hand side. Guarded by Morgan Allen. Now at the top, thought about the three. Can't come up with it. Dribble drive on Hannah Shepherd. Waits for it, patience, and maybe tipped it, and the layup was missed. Here comes Auburn. Caden Carr in pursuit, steps in, thought about the three. Instead, she kicks it on the near side. Now in the near corner, Tigers working around. Shepherd at the free throw line, and Tigers stall out. What appeared to be a little momentum. Caden Carr, dribble drive, and she was bumped. And I believe that's the fifth team foul on the Red Devils. That's a weak foul, too. I don't love that call on Amori Word. But again, Auburn is the beneficiary of it, and Caden Carr will step to the free throw line to try and extend a 24-13 lead for Auburn with 2:34 to play in the first half. And Carr watches it go in and out. Caden Carr, the junior guard, been a great player so far this year for Auburn High. Isabella Paul comes in. Morgan Allen will have a seat. And I don't think Brayley Winfrey's in foul trouble. Trying to find her on the bench as well. I don't see her. So, oh, there she is. She's sitting next to the coaching staff. So she'll be ready to check in just a moment. An air ball three by the Red Devils as Caden Carr is able to knock down the second free throw. So give her one for the quarter, three for the game. Tigers are up 25-13. Ball was tipped out of bounds. Oh, apologies. A foul was called beforehand. So free throws on one end, and now free throws on the other. We'll put Jelijah Woodard at the line. And it appears that Sophie Arrington is ready to sub in after this free throw attempt, and she will off the miss at the line. So hopefully everything's all right with Brayley Winfrey. Again, I don't think she's in foul trouble. I could be wrong. My count could be wrong. I lost track early on, so we'll see what happens there. 2:24 to play, though, in this second quarter. Auburn leading 25-13. It remains that way after an 0-2 trip at the line for the Red Devils. Ball fought for. Bodies hit the floor. Jump ball call. Possession arrow stays with the Red Devils. So they'll have a baseline inbound. Off to our left. Jim about 75% full right now. And again, it will continue to fill up as the night goes on. They'll inbound and a three attempt here on the near side. Way too strong. Hit on the opposite side of the backboard. And Sophie Arrington pulls down the board. I believe we only have one made three tonight. It belongs to Brandy Winfrey. So not a bunch of success from outside the three-point line. Half-court offenses have not been clean for either one of these squads. Hannah Shepherd, crossover dribble at the top. Dumps it down low and right through the hands of Isabella Paul. Auburn really trying to force it down low. Everything's been through the air. Haven't seen a whole lot of go high or fake high, bounce low. Haven't really seen a whole lot of that. Auburn sees something. They want it down there, just haven't had a whole lot of success. See if we got some adjustments coming in the second half. Red Devil offense nearly turns it over, and they do in the half court. Pearl Simmons has it in her hands, looking to hand it off to somebody. It's Caden Carr. 1:45 to play in the second quarter. Auburn leads 25-13 in the varsity girls game. Carr on the left-hand side, forced it down low, not there, poked away into the hands of Hannah Shepard. Her shot may have been blocked, no call, into the hands of Isabella Paul. Wild layup won't go. Now a wild turnaround jumper for Hannah Shepard won't go off the offensive board. And then Auburn is caught on the over-the-back or reach-in foul, whichever one you want to call it. And that will put Central on the free throw line. That'll put the Red Devils, as both teams now have five fouls in this quarter. So that'll put Central at the free throw line. It will be Jelijah Woodard, who just went 0 for 2 a moment ago. 1:28 to play. Auburn leads 25-13. One of the lower scoring halves we've seen from Auburn so far this season. And now 0 for 3 is Woodard at the free throw line. A couple of the subs will come in for the Red Devils. Braylee Winfrey for the Tigers. 13 in the first. She has not seen action here in the second. Red Devils 8-6 on the season. Auburn, your Tigers are 12-3. Second free throw from Woodard. Tries to clank off the back iron. Can't do so. And now 0 for 4 in her last two trips. Carr ahead for Sophie Arrington. A lob pass on the far side in front of the Central bench, and she couldn't handle it. Sloppy play for the Tigers. And give credit to the Red Devils. They've sped Auburn up, but not more than Auburn's used to seeing, especially in some of those big-time games they played early on in the season. So Auburn got to settle down and find a little rhythm here. They haven't forced a turnover in a while, a live ball turnover, that is. That's where Auburn thrives, man. We'll see what happens. In the last minute plus, dribble drive, left hand, pulls up from 6 feet, dumps it off in a nice layup attempt. It was Marlicia Smith who did not get the bucket. She was fouled, however. What a great pass by Jabriah Lindsay, who looked like she was going to pull up from about 6 or 8 feet. Instead, dumps it off on the no look, and it gives the Red Devils two more free throw attempts with 1:09 to play in the first half. Trying to cut in to a double-digit deficit. It's been that pretty much the entire second quarter as the first free throw is in and out. Anavia Nelms comes in as Caden Carr will have a seat for the Tigers. Reminder, we'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll go through some stats of this game. Second free throw, no good. Tigers give up another offensive rebound, and the Red Devils have it in the half court. Dribble drive into the lane. Around one, around two. The layup is good. Little finger roll by Kalia Moore. Her first bucket of the game has the Red Devils back within 10. Under a minute to play. Sophie Arrington is triple team trying to get it across the timeline. Somebody's got to come help her. And instead, the bodies hit the floor. Did they call a foul or a jump ball? I think they called a jump ball. They did. So it will be Auburn basketball moving left to right on your radio dial. Arrington will sub out. Braylee Winfrey in for the first time in this second quarter. And Isabella Paul, Jalen White in as well. So it's the four of the five starters are on the floor. Anavia Nelms, Caden Carr, Isabella Paul, Jalen White, and Braylee Winfrey. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Tigers lead by 10. It's Carr at the top. Had a little opening, didn't take it. Trying to go down low. It's not there. Picks up her dribble. Jalen White bounces and gets it up. No, but Jalen White will head to the free throw line. To me, it looks like Auburn believes once they get it on that low block or at least have their feet on the paint, they feel like they've got the size advantage. But Central's so lengthy and they're so aggressive with their zone and getting to the basketball, Auburn's having a real hard time getting it down there. But they believe this can be the result once they do. Jalen White's at the free throw line for the second time this evening. Takes her time, lets it fly, and no good off the right side of the rim. 35 seconds remaining in the first half. Auburn leads 25-15, and Braylee Winfrey will sub out. And the second free throw by Jalen White. She has 4 points so far and cannot make it five. Rebound comes to the Red Devils. Counting down, 30 seconds to play. Right to left on your radio dial. Comet the Red Devils. They get into the lane. They kick it to the corner. That's a three. No good. And Pearl Simmons is able to clear. Kaden Carr back in the game. She'll bring it across the 10-second line. She'll pull up on a three. Wild shot in the air. It's no good. Red Devils try to outlet ahead. Stolen by Jalen White, who then turns around and throws it right back to the Red Devils. They've got it in the half court just to our left. We're under 10 to play in the second quarter. Auburn leads 25-15. Five on the clock and now four. Kaden Carr guards the ball with Jabria Lindsay. That's three. Gets the shot up at the buzzer. It's good. A turnaround jumper at the free throw line is good by Jabria Lindsay, and the Red Devils have some momentum heading to the locker room, but your Auburn High Tigers lead 25-17 at the half of the varsity girls game. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report is next. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's googecenter.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensigreen HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at sensigreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensigreen offers competitive financing for all their sensible green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensigreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, here Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City 25-17. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 25-17, Auburn leading the Central Red Devils in the first game of area play in the 25-26 season. It's also senior night here at Auburn High School. The five seniors honored here this evening, Anavia Nelms, who wears number 2, Braylee Winfrey, who wears number 20, Olivia Quinones wearing number 22, Bella Paul wearing 33, and Morgan Allen wearing number 34. So those five seniors got their flowers, got their picture, got the whole celebration to start the game, and Auburn played okay in that first half. Definitely not their best performance, but definitely not their worst as well. They lead Central 25-17. Let's get into some halftime stats. They are brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a Regional One. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. We'll start for the scoring for Central Phoenix City. 17 total points in that first half. They were led by Kandria Mebuge with four. Jabriah Lindsay had four as well. Several Red Devils had two. Four of them had 2 points. To be exact, Kalia Moore had two. Marlicia Smith had two. Taylor Gibbons-Williams and Jelijah Woodard all had two. And then Courtney Cobb split a free throw attempt at in the second quarter, rather, to give her one. Central scores just 17 in the first half. For your Auburn High Tigers, led by none other than Braylee Winfrey, who had 13 points in the first half. All of those came in the first frame. She played, 15 seconds maybe in that second quarter, so we'll keep an eye on that, and hopefully everything is okay. She had 13. A couple of the Tigers had four, and Avia Nelms and Jalen White in the scoring column with four. Kaden Carr had three, and Pearl Simmons had one. Auburn leading Central 25-17 at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. When we come back, we'll give you keys to the second half, how Auburn can try and start area play 1-0, and then get you into some boys coverage as well. All that coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
At the half, your Auburn High Tigers, they lead the Central Phoenix City Red Devils 25-17 in the varsity girls game. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Gave you some of the scoring stats from that first half, and tell you what, keys to the second half, Auburn really tried to force the ball down low, given a little bit of a size advantage when someone like Jalen White is on the floor, maybe even a Hannah Shepherd as well. But Auburn's got to do what they do best. You got to force turnovers. You got to get out and run and get your guards going. That's what makes this team go. Guards like Braylee Winfrey, Anavia Nelms, even get Kaden Carr going in there as well. I think that's the key to victory against this Red Devil team, because you haven't made them run a whole lot. And Central has pushed the ball some when they've gotten long rebounds or even turnovers, but only really when they've been at half court. Central's not going to keep up with you in this game. I can promise you that. If if you're Auburn High. So I say crank up the heat, turn up the tempo, and let's get this thing running in the second half. Auburn leads 25-17 in the varsity girls game. Reminder, we'll have the second half of this one, obviously, but then the varsity boys game between Auburn and Central. That one is going to be a good game as well. We'll have all that for you right here on 96.3 W Lee. This has been the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Second half coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Start of the second half inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Varsity girls game between Auburn and Central Phoenix City. Your Tigers lead 25-17 over the Red Devils as it is Central to start the second half with the basketball moving left to right on your radio dial. And the jump shot is missed in the lane. Hannah Shepard pulls down the board. And here come the Tigers right to left on your radio dial. Braylee Winfrey, Anavia Nelms, Caden Carr, Hannah Shepard, and Isabella Paul, the five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett in this third quarter. Braylee Winfrey dumps it down. Down low to Isabella Paul, kicks it back out for Braylee Winfrey. Her dribble drive on the baseline, she is fouled. Want to let you know that second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goochcenter.auburn.edu. Braylee Winfrey's wide open on the inbound pass from Anavia Nelms, and Winfrey gets us started in the third quarter with a bucket, and Auburn is back up by 10. 7:15 to play in the third quarter. Auburn leads by 10. 27-17 is the score. Central has it left to right on your radio dial. They've got it in the far corner. Now a baseline, or a free throw line jumper rather, is left short. Isabella Paul pulls down the board. Told you at the half, Winfrey had 13 in the first two quarters. Unfortunately, they all came in the first frame. She looks to get a three. It would be her second of the night. Not that time. And the long board pulled down by Jabriah Lindsay. She throws it ahead all by herself. Layup was missed. Courtney Cobb could not connect. That is the fifth missed layup tonight for the Central Red Devils. Auburn looking to run right to left on your radio dial. They dump it down to Hannah Shepard. Knocked away. Fight for it on the baseline. Out of bounds on Auburn. And Red Devil basketball. Just a few times Auburn's been able to get it on that low block, and as soon as we catch it, Central is blitzing. They know exactly what to do. They know exactly what to do when Auburn catches the ball on either low block. They're just bringing the help defender and double-teaming, and Auburn has no answer. Left to right go the Red Devils. They're wearing black on top, black on bottom, red numbers and letters on front and back. Baseline jump shot was wild and pulled down by the Tigers. White on top, white on bottom, blue letters and numbers on front and back. Dump down low. There's Hannah Shepard. Can't get the jumper to go. Rebound goes to Shepard. Jumper again is too strong. And here come the Red Devils. 27-17, 2 minutes into the third. Pull-up jumper in transition is good. Jabria Lindsay knocks it down. She had four in the first half. And gets her first bucket. And the Red Devils' first bucket of this second half. 5:45 to play in the third quarter. Winfrey dumps it down to Hannah Shepard, knocked out of bounds. They play on. It was saved by Hannah Shepard. Here come the Red Devils now. Have numbers. Tigers are now back. Lindsay pushes. Lindsay gets to the bucket, and Lindsay gets the bucket as well. Lindsay cannot be stopped in this third quarter. Tigers right to left on your radio dial. They force it to Hannah Shepherd and stolen. It's just not there for Auburn right now. Here's Pearl Simmons. Took an extra step, got in the lane. Layup is wild. Shepherd is there. Cleans it up, gets the bucket, gets the foul. Hannah Shepherd will step to the free throw line. Her first points on the evening and a three-point opportunity. Look, I get it if you're head coach Courtney Pritchett. You're wanting to establish that down low. You're wanting to show you've got the ability, and we know that you do, but Central's ready for it, man. You got to find another way. Move the ball around the perimeter and then find ways to get open underneath. When you move the basketball, the defense moves, especially with the zone defense that Central is playing. When the ball moves, the defense moves. And when the defense moves, there are holes that are created, and Auburn's got to find a way to take advantage of that. Shepherd cannot convert on the three-point play. Pearl Simmons grabs the board. She falls down. Brayley Winfrey, a behind-the-back save to Caden Carr to keep Auburn in the half court, right to left as we look at it. Carr, open three, no, and pulled down by Jalen Whites, newly in the game. She hits the floor. She was fouled. And 5 and White will make her third trip to the free throw line this evening. 29-21 is Auburn's lead, 5:02 to play. Look at a little college football for you. The second semifinal game has kicked off over in Atlanta. Oregon took the football, and on the second or third play of the game, I didn't see which one it was, Dante Moore threw it right to D'Angelo Pons at a pick six for the Indiana Hoosiers to start the football game. So it's 7-0 Indiana. Just a couple of minutes in to the first quarter. Jalen White cannot knock down the first. She's got a chance at one more. And she cannot knock that one down either. Long board going toward the Auburn High bench away from us. And a timeout called by Central Phoenix City. 5 on the clock in this third quarter. 29-21. Auburn leads. The Red Devils will take a timeout here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Following the timeout here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, 29-21 is Auburn's lead over the Red Devils in the varsity girls game. It's a slim lead, and you feel like Auburn's up by about 20, but they're just not. I mean, it's been a sloppy game, man, all the way around as the Red Devils just hanging around, trying to keep it close with this Auburn High team. I'm telling you, man, they got to get off, get running, get some easy layups in transition and a couple of threes to put this thing away here on senior night. Red Devils with the basketball, left to right as we look at it, high above the floor inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. 29-21, Red Devils have it on the right-hand side. Gets the ball screen on Caden Carr. She sticks with it. Jabri Lindsay in the lane. Layup is good. A soft kiss off the back iron, and Lindsay gets it to go. She's up to 6 in the quarter, and the Red Devils are within 6, the closest they've been in a long time. Anavia Naum, she's got it at the top running point. She'll kick it to Jalen White, who feeds to Caden Carr. They try to go down low to Hannah Shepherd. It's there. She gets the shot away. Cannot get it to fall, but she is right back to the free throw line. This is what Auburn wants to do. This is what they're trying to establish. Finally starting to get a little bit of it to go in this third quarter. Hannah Shepherd back to the line. She's got the hot pink breast cancer colored shoes, and first free throw off the left side of the rim and no good. I was also told, for those of you, I'm sure a lot of you are watching and listening at the same time, Indiana had a pick six on the first play of the game against Oregon quarterback Dante Moore. So 7-0 Hoosiers. Hannah Shepherd goes 0-for-2. Jayla White with the offensive board. Put back won't fall. She was falling to the floor. Caden Carr falls to the floor on top of the basketball. Possession arrow stays with the Tigers. 4:19 to play, third quarter, Auburn leading 29-26. So that possession arrow goes back to the Red Devils. Keep an eye on that in this third quarter. Nelms has it on the right-hand side. She gets it to Braylee Winfrey. Pulls up from the free throw line and short. And Jalen White fights for the board. It's tipped out of bounds. No, they say she saved it, did the Red Devil, so Auburn sticks with the possession. They leave Anavia Nelms alone, and the senior buries it. Only the second three of the night for Auburn, and it's a big one for Anavia Nelms. She is now the third Tiger to score in the frame. Auburn is back up by nine. Wild layup attempt is missed, and here comes Auburn. Right to left for Braylee Winfrey across the timeline. Kicks to the right-hand side for Anavia Nelms. She'll dump it down. Jayla White. Turnaround layup is gone. A quick 5-0 run for the Tigers. Has them back up by double digits. The lead is 11. Left to right, Kalia Moore has it now in the half court for the Red Devils. She'll hand it off, gets the on-ball screen, does Kandria Mabuge. She turned it over. Here comes Anavia Nelms. Tigers looking to run. They've got numbers. Nelms pulls up 4-3 in transition. Can't bank it home. And Winfrey is able to pull down the board. She saves it to a Red Devil. Here they come. It's one-on-one. It is Caden Carr who's able to poke it away. She tries to save it from going out of bounds on the corner, near corner, that is. It goes out of bounds. So it will be Red Devil basketball. 3:05 to play, third quarter, 34-23. Auburn leads the Red Devils in the varsity girls game. I'd say it's about 80 to 85% fill in here right now as the Auburn High boys will tip off in probably be about 30 or 40 minutes from right now. We'll have senior day festivities coming up for the varsity boys as well. Red Devils off the inbound. Three is blocked by Jalen White. Good closeout by five. And White, she gets out and swats Kalia Moore's three-point attempt into her own bench. And that's where the Red Devils will inbound it on the far side of the floor. Under three to play, counting down third frame. Auburn leads 34-23 over Central Phoenix City. Hannah Shepherd guarding the basketball with a mismatch. Auburn leaves her open and then tries to feed it inside. They do a little a Euro step, I guess. I think she traveled. She missed the shot to Taylor Gibbon-Williams and was hacked on the offensive board, on the putback, rather. So that'll put 22 in black at the free throw line. All 6 points by Central in this quarter have come from Jabria Lindsay, who is still on the floor. That's 12 in black. And it remains so after the first free throw by Taylor Gibbon-Williams. Courtney Cobb will sub out as Madison Fuller subs in for the Red Devils. 2:43 to play, third quarter. Auburn leading by 11. Getting quiet in here. Auburn trying to put this one away. They can't grab the offensive board on an 0-for-2 trip. The putback was blocked, and Jalen White pulls down the board. Caden Carr ahead now for Braylee Winfrey on the three-point line. Down low for Hannah Shepherd. Little hot. Back out to Braylee Winfrey. She's got it on the left-hand wing. Tigers reverse it on the far side of the floor. That is Anavia Nelms. Down to Jalen White. Power dribble up and short. Fights for the board. Underneath, it should be out on a Red Devil, and it is. It is out on Taylor Gibbon-Williams. And Auburn's bench trying to get into it a little bit. Good fight from Jalen White down low. Again, Jalen White, an eighth grader, playing up on varsity and doing a heck of a job for head coach Courtney Pritchett. And timeout called by head coach Courtney Pritchett. 2:17 to play in the third quarter. 34-23 is Auburn's lead. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. But I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
Back here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama. It's the Tigers and the Red Devils for the first time in 2026. Varsity girls basketball going on right now. Varsity boys will follow. I'm Jacob Goins. I appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network, however you're tuned in tonight, whether it's on 96.3 WLE on your radio dial, 963WLEE.com, or that Radio Alabama app. We appreciate you being along for the ride. Tigers can't convert on a layup attempt out of the inbound off the timeout, but it's knocked out of bounds by the Red Devils, so they'll do it again. Baseline right for Anavia Nelms. She'll toss it into Caden Carr. Back to Nelms. She gets the corner three. Yes! It's the second three of the quarter for the Auburn High Tigers. Both of them by Anavia Nelms, and a 14-point lead, the biggest of the night for the Tigers. Red Devils turn it over in the half court, fights for the basketball. Oh, my gosh, that was a quick jump ball call. I'll tell you what, Caden Carr took the worst of it. She wasn't even the one on the floor. She needs a minute before she gets up. I think she got popped in the face. So hopefully she's okay. Possession arrow stays with the Red Devils. Pearl Simmons going to come in and give Caden Carr a break. So I hope she's okay. She's able to run off the floor, so that's a good sign. 1:52 to play in the third quarter. Auburn leads by 14. Jabriah Lindsay looks to stop that, and she does. Off the inbound, she rips a three from the near corner, and it was nothing but nylon for Jabriah Lindsay. She's up to 9 in this quarter. She has scored all 9 points for the Red Devils in the third frame. It is Jaylen White. Power dribble, layup too strong. Hannah Shepherd on the opposite side gets the rebound, puts it up, no good, but fouled, and back to the line go the Tigers. And that is the fifth foul on the Red Devils in this quarter. So for the next 1:33, any foul on Central will put Auburn at the free throw line. Indiana had a pick six to start the game. Oregon responds with a drive of their own. They go the length of the field. Dante Moore just threw a touchdown pass to Jamari Johnson, a 19-yard touchdown grab. And the Oregon Ducks are a PAT away from tying it up in the semifinals over in Atlanta. First free throw is no good. Second free throw is no good as well. 37-26 is Auburn's lead, up by 11. And Lindsay wants another one, and not that time. Straight away three is too strong. Jaylen White. Oh, no. Oh, I hate that. I just don't think so. Jaylen White grabbed the rebound. She had her pivot foot down and was kind of going around the clock trying to get away from defenders, and they call her for a travel. So the Red Devils have it. Jabriah Lindsay, another three off the inbound. Too strong again. And Red Devils pull down the board. They have crushed Auburn on the offensive glass here tonight. Lindsay gets to the lane, falls down, able to dump it off. Now they kick it to the far corner. That's a three. Yep. Wide open three for Kandria Mebuge, who has not scored since the first quarter. Give her three on that bucket alone. And Auburn's lead is back to single digits. Under a minute to play. Pearl Simmons, bank shot is gone. A bank shot from about 8 feet for Pearl Simmons, who gets her first bucket in the second half. 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. Auburn back up by 10. Right-hand wing, and now at the top. Thought about the three. Dribble drive on Jaylen White. She shouldn't be out there. She gets back down. It's Jabriah Lindsay with the basketball now. Guarded by Anavia Nelms. Gets to the lane. Kicks to the corner and a bump foul. We got to let those play on. And we're in area play now, man. We had two or three of those calls in the first half. Let's let these guys play. Let these girls play, rather. Let these teams play a little bit. Was just a simple, not even a real hip check, just a kind of in the way foul, if you will. But just the second on Auburn in this quarter. Tigers try to steal the inbound, and they do. It was Central inbounding. They tried to lob it to half court. It was Anavia Nelms who jumped up to make the play. That is a foul on Kalia Moore. That'll put the Tigers on the free throw line with 28 seconds in the third quarter and a 10-point lead. Have people standing on all the railings so far here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. We're on the roadside sitting underneath the Auburn High A at the bottom of it. The blue and white A got a black circle around it here at Auburn High School Gymnasium. Anavia steps up and hits the first at the charity stripe. In her corner, man. She's got 7 now and can make it 8 with one more here. Standing room on the railing to my right. Standing room on the railing we're standing on. And standing room on the far railing as well. 2 for 2 for Anavia at the line. 8 in the quarter, and Auburn is back up by 13. Back up by 12, sorry. And a travel in the lane. It was Taylor Gibbon-Williams trying to Euro step. She got away with it the first time, but gets called for the travel the second time. See what Auburn decides to do with 21 seconds to play in the third quarter. They have the length of the floor to go right to left on your radio dial. They'll throw it away. That's what they'll do. It's Jabriah Lindsay who then gets it underneath. They kick it to the corner, and the Devils throw it away. So Auburn will reset and do it again. Now with 15 seconds in the third quarter. JB Boys got a win earlier tonight, 51-40 to get things started for the Tigers. Varsity girls trying to make it 2-for-2. Man, what a clean sweep it would be if the boys could get a victory. If the girls hold on here and the boys get one in just a little bit. Tigers trying to get across the timeline. They finally do on the far side of the floor. It's Anavia Nelms at the top with two. Got to shoot it with one. Pearl Simmons gets it off and leaves the three a bit short. And Auburn will take a 41-29 lead into the fourth quarter for the varsity girls game. Stick around. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Start of the fourth quarter here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Varsity girls, and a good one. Tigers and Red Devils, 41-29, Auburn leading Central Phoenix City here on the second Friday of 2026. Appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. Senior night for the Tigers, five varsity girls honored, including Brayley Winfrey, who is your leading scorer so far, had 13 in the first half, just two in that third quarter. See if she can mirror the first frame in the fourth frame. Caden Carr with the Tigers has it in the off in the half court offense. To our left, and Pearl Simmons steps up and says, I'll do it myself. Pearl Simmons, what a big time shot for her. She had two in the third. She's got a three here in the fourth quarter. Auburn up by 15. Their largest lead was 16 in this second half. Red Devils got it to single digits once or twice in that third quarter, but haven't been able to get closer than about nine. They've got it in the half court, left to right. Red Devils with black uniforms on top and bottom. Red trim down each side. Caden Carr steals, and here come the Tigers right to left. In the lane, floater from 6 feet. Good and a foul. Good and a foul for Caden Carr. A quiet night for her. She can double her point total with the and-one attempt right here. For the salmon-colored shoes, Caden Carr. 7:19 to play, 46-29. Auburn now has their biggest lead. It can swell it even more on the end. One opportunity for zero and white, Caden Carr. Again, Tigers wide on top, wide on bottom. Blue Auburn across the chest. Blue numbers on front and back. And the solid blue trim down each side. Caden Carr steps up, free throw line, lets it fly, no good. And Auburn's lead remains at 17. Auburn 12-3 on the air, Central 8-6. But those records don't matter. It's all about the six area games you're about to play. And tonight is the first. Red Devils in the half court, left to right as we look at it. Jabriah Lindsay has it at the free throw line. Slow bounce pass to the far corner, dribble drive. Caden Carr stays in front. Good for you, zero and white. And Jabriah Lindsay comes up with a loose ball, pulls up from 18 feet. It won't fall. Rebound is tipped to a Red Devil. Layup won't go, but it puts them at the free throw line. And that is Marlicia Smith. Hannah Shepard came in kind of over the top and poked at the basketball and just unfortunately tipped it right to a Red Devil. That was 13, Marlicia Smith, who now will step to the free throw line. Red Devils trailing, 6:50 to play. Your Auburn High Tigers leading 46-29. And the first free throw is good from Smith. Reminder, second half action of tonight's game is presented by Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. Second free throw for Smith. It's good. Oh, I'm sorry. I talked it out. I should do that more. She missed it. Apologies. So 1-for-2 for Marlicia Smith. Tigers still lead. Tigers still lead by a lot in this fourth quarter. Hannah Shepard's turnaround jumper in the lane won't fall. She fights for the board, saves it to a Red Devil. Here they come. Left to right, they've got numbers. A wide open layup and just gets it to go. Does Kandria Mebuge, apologies there, her first bucket in the fourth quarter. 6:21 to play. Auburn lead 46-32 over the Red Devils. And Caden Carr nearly lost it. Stead comes up with a loose ball. Bounce pass underneath. Not there. And stolen by the Red Devils. Here comes Central, left to right on your radio dial. Dribble drive on Caden Carr, cut off at the three-point line. Jabria Lindsay cuts to the basket, pump fakes once, blocked on the second attempt. Hannah Shepherd hits the floor, fighting for the loose ball, out of bounds, off the Red Devils, and we're going the other way. Under six to play in the fourth quarter. Auburn leading Central 46-32. In the varsity girls game. It's Caden Carr, far corner, wide open, too strong on the three. Hannah Shepherd with the putback off one leg won't fall. Jalen White is there to clean it up. Her putback won't go. One more time for Jalen White, no, but she was hacked on the way up. And big time size advantage right now for the Auburn High Tigers. They were trying to get it all game long, finally coming to fruition in this fourth quarter. And board man gets paid. That's Jalen White, who will step up to the free throw line and try to knock down a pair. Last time we saw this Auburn High girls team, they beat Rehoboth 72-21. A lot of games in there since, as Jalen White too strong on the first free throw. Not only is it the opening game of area play, it's a rival. It's Central Phoenix City. You don't have to have any extra motivation to get up for the Red Devils, as Auburn's got a little revenge on their minds right now. This is the team that put that historic girls team out for Auburn High last year. In Montgomery in the Elite Eight, that Tigers team was destined for a state championship and got put out by this Red Devil squad as Jalen White goes 0 for 2 at the line. Red Devils still trail your Auburn High Tigers by 14, 5.5 to play, and a dribble drive and a foul on the near side of the floor. Looks like she slipped, did Mabuget, but instead they're going to call it a foul on the Auburn High Tigers. One foul per team here in this fourth quarter. 5:29 to play. Red Devils baseline right. And they'll get it in for Mabuget at the top. She's in the semicircle. Picks up her dribble. We're looking at it to our right. Ball handler now at the top is Cobb. She's guarded by Braylee Winfrey. Crossover dribble. Step back. Thought about the three. Keeps her dribble. Not a whole lot going. Braylee Winfrey guards her on the right-hand wing. Kicks it to the free throw line. Turnaround is swatted. That jump shot was put back by Jalen White. Here come the Tigers. Carr in transition. You bet. Great transition offense for Caden Carr, who gets it to go. She's got back-to-back buckets in the fourth quarter, and Auburn has extended their lead back up to 16. We're under five to play in the ballgame. Jabriah Lindsay to the lane, runs into a tower of Jalen White, who then gets called for the foul. Thought she played pretty well. Thought she held her ground pretty well, too, did Five and White. Officials didn't see it that way. Shooting foul is called. That'll put Jabriah Lindsay at the free throw line. 12 in black is the one that makes them go. She was that way a year ago, too. The Central team had a little bit more to them last year and lost some of that. As Lindsay's first free throw is good. Second free throw was also good. Couple of subs coming in for each team. Again, we'll keep you updated on that college football playoff game going on in Atlanta. It was 7-0 Hoosiers. Then the Ducks responded, and now it's a turnover on Auburn, and Central converts in the half court in transition. They lay it in. Tigers trying to break the press, and a little bit of struggle we saw in the first half has returned here in this fourth quarter. Pearl Simmons pulls up from 21.5 feet just on a long two. Didn't need it. Didn't get it. Jalen White pulls down the board, throws it away. Tigers kind of speeding themselves up here a little bit in the last couple of minutes of this fourth quarter. We were telling you, Indiana scored on a pick six. Oregon responded with a drive. Indiana came right back and drove the length of the field. 14-7 Indiana in the college football playoff semifinals over in Atlanta. But we got a good one going on here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 4.5 to play. Varsity girls game 48-34 is Auburn's lead. Red Devils in the half court. Euro step. That was pretty. Just couldn't get the layup to go was Courtney Cobb. My unofficial counter here on the airwaves, 6 blown layups for the Red Devils. Pearl Simmons wants a three. She had it open, left it short, pulls down her own board. Winfrey straightaway three, too strong. And Caden Carr pulls down the board, dumps down low. Jalen White again. Jalen White has now scored a bucket, a field goal in every quarter tonight. And Auburn back up by 16, ball tipped away on the inbound attempt by the Red Devils. Moving left to right, full court press set now for the Tigers. Hasn't happened much. They nearly forced a turnover there. Red Devils able to get it back. That was a carry at half court. Didn't get called. Here come the Red Devils. Tough floater in the lane is good. Kalia Moore, my goodness. Went coast to coast and just snaked her way through the defense. Caden Carr, Braylee Winfrey, Jalen White, Isabella Paul, and Pearl Simmons, the five on the floor. For head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Auburn High Tigers, 3.5 to play in the ballgame. Caden Carr kicks to the corner. Pearl Simmons, she's been asking for it. Not that time. Pulls down her own board again. Throws up a wild putback and gets it to go. I don't even know how to describe that. She almost Larry Bird or even a Cara Malone style for Pearl Simmons. It goes. Timeout called on the floor. That is now 5 points for Pearl Simmons in this fourth quarter. It's a 60-second timeout. We'll take it with them. Radio, you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee.
Hey Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers.
.317 to play in the fourth quarter. 52-38 is Auburn's lead over Central Phoenix City in the varsity girls game. I'm Jacob Gaunz. Appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. Reminder, we got the rest of the girls' game. We'll have an extended post-game slash pre-game for this and the varsity boys' game because of senior night coming up for the Auburn High Tigers, so we'll talk about that as well. So looking forward to honoring the 8 boys' seniors tonight for the Auburn High Tigers. But girls got some business to take care of. 52-38 is Auburn's lead. Central gets into the lane, a spin move, and gets a hard layup to go. Does Kendria Mebuge. She's got 4 points in the fourth quarter. And Central hanging around. They're down by 12 as we're under 3 to play. It is Isabella Paul at the free throw line. Loses one defender. Goes up strong. It was too strong. Braylee Winfrey gets the tip on a volleyball style as she was setting up her spiker. And instead, it's a two-point shot for Braylee Winfrey. Her first bucket, her first points in this fourth quarter. Auburn back up by 14 with 2.5 to play in the varsity girls game. Left to right on your radio dial go the Central Phoenix City Red Devils. It's on the right-hand side of the floor. On ball screen, cross-court pass to Bria Lindsay. No hesitation, takes the three, can't get the roll. Pulled down by the Red Devils. They've got double-digit offensive rebounds tonight. Shot was blocked in the lane. Loose ball is saved by Pearl Simmons, but she stepped out of bounds. Out of bounds. 2:12 to play in the varsity girls game. 54-40 is Auburn's lead. Red Devils get it in. It's Mebuge at the top. She'll kick it over to Cobb, who's guarded by Caden Carr. Back over to Jabria Lindsay on the right-hand side of the floor. Guarded by Braylee Winfrey. Gets the screen, picks up her dribble, throws it down low. Baseline jumper was blocked. That was Levitt, who's in the game for the first time in the second half. That's right, Mebuge finds herself open. Airballs the corner three right into the hands of an offensive player. That's Taylor Given. Williams. Tigers had no idea. That always benefits the offensive team, and they get the layup to go for two. Another 12-point game. Auburn still with the lead. And Levitt gets to the lane, kicks it to the corner for Winfrey. And too strong on the three-point attempt. How is Caden Carr going to get called for a foul when she's going up for the rebound the exact same way that Courtney Cobb is? I don't understand that. Well, that's the call. Now the third foul on Auburn in this fourth quarter. If they get to 5, Central could be shooting free throws with the clock stop. That's the last thing you want if you're the Auburn High Tigers. We've got 80 seconds to play in a 12-point lead. Trying to get back in and are the Red Devils. That three won't fall. Braylee Winfrey tracks down the long rebound. Right to left on your radio dial. Tigers take a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout by head coach Courtney Pritchett. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being with us. Again, you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee, home of the Auburn High Sports Network for girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball, which those spring sports are right around the corner, man. I got my hands on the baseball schedule for head coach Tommy Carter earlier this week. In late February, man, it gets started. We're excited to see the Tigers on the baseball diamond, the softball Tigers as well. So we'll have all that for you right here on 96.3 W. Lee. 54-42 is Auburn's lead in the varsity girls game over the Red Devils. And if you're Auburn, just take care of the basketball. Easier said than done, of course. But if you don't turn it over and give Central quick or free or quick and free buckets, you're going to win this game. There's not enough time for the Red Devils to score 12 points unless you just give them a couple of buckets. You got to defend without fouling as well. If there's an open lane, give it to them. If they're jumping to shoot, let them. You cannot foul. You've got three already in the corner. Two more will put the Red Devils on the line. You do not want them to be shooting free throws. Not that they're a great free throw shooting team, but anything like that to keep them around in this ball game, you do not want to do. We approach a minute to play. We have 105 as Olivia Quinones, one of the five seniors, has subbed into the ball game. Tigers have it right to left on your radio dial. We're under a minute to play in the basketball game. Caden Carr heavily guarded at the top. Hands off to Braylee Winfrey, one of the five seniors as well. Carr on the wing. Looks to go to the corner, not there. Winfrey thought about the straightaway three. Smart move not to shoot it. Now down to Morgan Allen. She goes up. Her layup was blocked and pulled down by the Red Devils. Taylor Gibbon-Williams ahead for Jabriah Lindsey. She goes one on two. Blows by a defender. Gets it up. No good. Pulls down the board. Her putback was maybe blocked, but she was fouled as well. And so here we are, shooting foul, two free throw attempts, and the clock has stopped at 34.7 seconds. Good news is you ran about 40 of that off already. And just not enough time for Central to come back as Jabriah Lindsey knocks down the first. I guess I shouldn't speak that way just yet. I've seen some crazy things in my day, and I am the absolute worst at a broadcaster's jinx, in case this is your first time joining me on the radio. Some subs will come in. Caden Carr sits down, and Levitt sits down as well. Lindsey able to knock down the second free throw. Tigers were able to limit her to four in the first half, but she's responded nicely. 13 in this second half. Here come the Tigers, right to left on your radio dial. Anavia now is blitzed right as she crosses half court, knocked out of bounds by two Red Devils on the sideline just to our left. So Auburn inbounds. Braylee Winfrey has it. 25 seconds. Now takes a three in the corner and can't get the roll. Rebound fought for by Morgan Allen. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to the Red Devils. 19 seconds to play in the ball game, Auburn leading by 10, 54-44, trying to hold on and start area play 1-0 and get one back against the Red Devils. Red Devils going left to right on your radio dial. They've got to go and go in a hurry. They get into the half court, have it at the top. Nearly turned it over, and they did. Into the hands of an Auburn High Tiger. It's Anavia now. She's just looking for some help. Instead, she turns it over. Layup attempt is good. Auburn can't do that right here. You got to take care of the basketball. That's now 6 points for Kalia Moore. Auburn moving right to left. Clock is going to run out, and Auburn wins on senior night. 54-46. Tigers win again 54-46. The varsity girls take care of business and take down the Central Phoenix City Red Devils on senior night and start 1-0 in area play. Stick around. We'll have a post-game show coming up, senior night festivities for the Auburn High boys, and then a pregame show for that as well. All coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Old Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
The Auburn High Lady Tigers, a winner tonight over Central Phoenix City, 54-46 on senior night, and they start area play 1-0. Welcome into a quick post-game show here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins. I appreciate you being with me on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Senior night festivities took place before the varsity girls game, for the varsity girls, of course, and now it's the varsity boys' turn as the team manager getting his recognition, and then eight total seniors for this Auburn High basketball team on the varsity boys side of things will be honored tonight. We'll tell you about that kind of as we go, but do want to give you a quick recap of the varsity girls game. Again, 54-46 final score. And kind of give you some point totals as we go. Caden Carr for the Auburn High Tigers will work top to bottom. She had seven. Also, for Anavia Nelms, man, third quarter was fantastic for her. She had eight in that quarter, give her 12 on the game for a total. How about Jalen White? She was a big presence down low. And you're going to hear some screams again, senior night festivities going on for the Auburn High boys. We'll highlight that, I promise you that. Jalen White, man, a big-time rebounder, got to the free throw line quite a bit, wasn't able to convert on many of those, but she did score in every single quarter, so give her eight on the night. Hannah Shepherd had a bucket, give her two. Pearl Simmons had a good second half. She had seven total in that half, give her eight for the game itself. And then Braylee Winfrey, 13 in the first quarter, just the four in the second half, but it wasn't needed as she scores 17. JV boys win 51-40. Our first game on the air was the varsity girls, where they win 54-46. So the Tigers now move to 13-3 overall. Central falls to 8-7. Auburn again begins area play 1-0, starting their title defense, and the Red Devils fall to 0-1. We'll take a break. We'll come back and tell you about the senior boys on senior night here for the Auburn High Tigers and get you ready for Auburn and Central Phoenix City, the Tigers and the Red Devils to start 2026. All that coming up here in just a moment. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.